The content of this show are the opinions of our guests. All information is for educational purposes only.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Hello, welcome, friends, and welcome to the Vitality Health Show. I am your host, Stephanie Parrish, the voice of hope and healing. And we want to thank our sponsors for making this show possible. Our guest today is the amazing Dr. Patrick Jones, aka the homegrown herbalist. And we are so excited to have him with us. Welcome. Welcome.
Good to be here. We're excited to visit with you.
It's going to be so fun. So I was thinking this morning, when you and I talked this morning, we actually were having you playing in the background because we're learning as much as we can about dandelions. I'm like, oh, that was weird because I was trying to figure out if it was phone or you. It was weird. So we had to pause you. But we love listening to your shows. We love listening to your podcasts, everything. And my husband and I were headed to over the west side of the state, and he knew I wanted to meet you so much. So we pulled into your little town, and it was funny because you weren't there and your daughter was there and your team was there, and they were so gracious to take us for a tour and show us all around. And then I guess it was your daughter or your somebody from there called you and told you we were there to meet you. So you so graciously came back. You were on your way, I think, to the eye doctor or something, and came back and spent time with us and met us and showed us more around and told us more about what you're doing. And I must admit, I was a little bit starstruck. So, and I think I told you I needed to hear your laugh, which was, yeah. Your laugh is the best.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. I do think you need to get out more.
We're working on it.
You were starstruck by me.
Well, we're working on it, but we also know how incredibly wonderful you are. And being in the health and wellness business like I've been for 10 years, it was just a pleasure to meet you. And then your willingness to come on my show, and you're just an amazing person. And I'm excited for our audiences to listen to what you have to say.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
You've got a lot of people that follow you, and you're on a lot of different places, and we'll in a minute tell everybody where they can find you and get hold of you. But I would love you to, and I said, I've got his stuff right here. I love this book. He's got, how many books have you published? There were so many of them there. I'm not even sure.
You know, there's actually only two that are published. There's about six that are in various stages of progress.
Well, it seemed like there's a lot of them there.
Yeah.
So they're all fantastic. Okay, we'll go with that. We'll pretend they were multiplying and replenishing the earth, right?
That's okay. Right.
That works. That's for right. Me. Shh, our secret. Well, we love it. So it's done really wonders for us. So can we start with you telling how you got into doing what you're doing? Because I think it's such a great story.
Well, sure. I always was sort of a nature lover. I mean, I was a kid that was way more interested in bugs and crawdads and, you know, edible plants than anything else in the world as a kid, and spent a lot of my time as a youngster, you know, in the woods and creeks and wild places, learning mostly edible plants, but that immediately starts to spread out into medicinal things too, you know. And then I went down to South America. I was a Christian missionary down in South America for a while. And the very first experience I had, I was in Peru. Mm. The very first experience I had was, I was a little broken out, you know.
Right.
And I was young in those days. And I walked into the house of this sweet little Peruvian lady we were going to be staying with her, and she was feeding us. And she looks at my face and she says, "Vete al mercado y cómprate maita," right? Go to the market and buy some maita, right?
Okay.
And I said, oh, okay. And so I went to the market. I didn't know what maita was, you know. No idea.
Went to Not
the market
me.
And walk up to the walk up to the first lady that's got a blanket with a bunch of stuff on it. Says, "Do you have any mitre?" And she says, "These are candles. What are you talking about?" And she says, "Go over that way." And I went and I wander around. "Do you have any mitre?" "These are pots and pans, kid. What are you talking about?" You know. And so finally, I says, "Well, who has some mitre?" And they point to the other side of the market, and there's a lady with a blanket with a big pile of leaves on the blanket. And I says, "Is this mitre?" And she says, "You know, claro que sí." And she puts them in a bag and sends me off with my mitre. And the lady threw them in a pot and boiled them and put a towel over my head and stuck my head in the pot, you know, in the steam, and cleared up my face, right?
No way.
And it was amazing. And so I spent the next, you know, couple of years in that world of Peruvians who still live extraordinarily close to everything around them, you know.
Wow.
And we've kind of lost that as a culture in North America. I was in Belize, last year.
Yeah.
And we were going to look at some old Maya ruins. Mm-hmm. And the kid that was the tour guide was walking us up this path to this, you know, pyramid or whatever the cool thing was. And all along the path, he's saying, you know, reaching out, touching the plants, this one's really good for sore throats. This is what we use for this. This is what we use that. And it wasn't part of the tour. It's just who he was.
Right.
And the lady on the bus that was taking us to the place was talking about different plants. You know, I had this problem and I took some of this plant. And I was, you know, it's better than the other plant, you know, but it was all plant medicine. It's still an integral part of their culture, you know, for these Central and South American folks, at least. And you know, we don't want to be the generation that drops the ball and loses that, because it was part of our parents' culture too, you know, our grandparents. But anyway, so I was down in South America having that immersive experience with that, and came home, and I actually went to veterinary school, and they, you know, they sort of beat all of that out of you.
Yeah. You know, literally.
Get you straightened out. But when I went into practice, I was still doing a little of this and that, you know, nothing serious. I mean, it wasn't like a real herbalist, you know,
right.
But I was using a little slippery elm for dogs that had a bellyache and a little of this and a little of that here and there. And I had a case come in one day. It was a dog that was in liver failure, and really modern medicine has really nothing for liver failure. You know, you support them and you love them and you sure feel bad that they're having that problem, but
yeah,
you know, we don't have a drug or a surgery that'll fix a liver that's dead. You know, it wasn't dead, but it was, you know, really
pretty
dead.
Close.
The whites of her eyes were dark yellow. Her gums were dark yellow. Super bad jaundice. You know, she was not eating at all.
Mm.
And a buddy of mine, and so, you know, and the family wasn't ready to let her go.
Right.
You know, little kids, and she wasn't very old, and it was just sad. And so we're just keeping her comfortable, and, you know, I've got her on IVs. I'm doing everything I know how to do, which is next to nothing as far as what she needs.
Right.
You know, because I don't have any tools for my modern medicine. But we're doing what we can for her. And a buddy came in and says, "Holy cow, what's going on with that dog?" And I says, "Oh, she's just, you know, really in bad shape. Her liver's giving her trouble." And he says, "Oh, you ought to call Mickey. He can straighten her out." And I says, "What?" And Mickey Young is a buddy of mine. You know, I knew him from church. He's an old rodeo cowboy. I didn't know he was an herbalist. And so I call him up and I says, "Mick, you know, Roland says you can save this dog. What do you got going on?" And he says, "Well, what's going on with her?" And I tell him, he says, "Oh, yeah, you need some number 27 is what you need." And so he comes over to my clinic with a Ziploc bag full of green powder. And we do this drug deal in the parking lot, you know. And
we're not going to talk about that either.
You know, it wasn't anything illegal.
But it looked cool, huh?
Yeah. He goes, "Yeah, squirt a little of that in her, you know, every 3 or 4 hours." And she wasn't eating anything. And so,
wow.
You know, this dog had nothing to lose. I had nothing to lose. Nobody's got anything to lose. Let's try the herbs.
Yeah.
So I just mixed, you know, it was just dry powdered herbs. I mixed them with some water and squirted them in her 3 or 4 times that day. The next day, she wanted to eat something. Three days later, she went home completely resolved.
Oh.
You know, and so, I mean, things happen, and you can never you can never discount the 3-year-old grandkid at home praying her brains out, you know, but.
that's what made him remind you to go talk to him. You know, I believe in that stuff all the time. Yeah.
But anyway, the thing that was most startling to me was I was talking to Mick about 2 weeks later, and I says, you know, Mick, that dog got better. And he says, oh, yeah. Like, perfect poker face, you know.
No big deal. Of course.
There you go. And so I started doing a lot of herbal medicine in the vet practice and studying. And I was, like, completely immersed at that point. I was all in trying to figure this stuff out because I was already interested in it, you know.
Right.
And, you know, started really studying not just what other herbalists were saying, but what the research was saying and what the plants were really doing from a phytochemistry standpoint and a pharmacology standpoint. And I started using a lot of herbs. You know, Mick has a company called Silver Lining Herbs. They have horse supplements. He's an old rodeo cowboy. Right? Mm. So they have horse supplements. And I was using some of those horse supplements in the dogs, and they work quite well, a lot of them. And I kept saying, make a dog line. Dogs aren't little horses. You know, they're dogs. Do something different for the dogs. And he says, yeah. And anyway, about 5 years into my journey, he says, you just do it. And he hired me to come on board and create the dog line. And so, you know, I worked with them for a lot of years. And I was still practicing full-time as a vet, but I was sort of formulating for them and consulting and helping. And, you know, we're still dear friends, Mick and I. But anyway, then I started, you know, speaking at Rotary clubs and, you know, this and that. And then everybody says, hey, you got to write a book. And so I wrote a book. And then I started lecturing at these conventions and things. And people were just insanely, insatiably curious about herbal medicine. They wanted me to start a school. And I says, well, I don't have time to start a school. He says, we don't care. We'll pay in advance and just whatever you can puddle along with, you know, maybe you can get a lesson done every month or something. And I says, well, but maybe, you know, and I said, anyway, so I started the school, and that's how it started. People paid for it before it even had anything.
Wow.
And I started putting out a lesson every month or three or seven or,
whenever you have time.
Now it's a really big school, you know, 10, I don't know how many years it's been. It's been over 10 years, I guess.
Yeah, we'll anyway, come back to that and talk about that in just a few minutes because it's pretty amazing.
But yeah, that's how it all started. Was just, you know, I as a kid being connected to plants and seeing all the cool things they could do nutritionally, and that we're surrounded by food all the time, and then going to Peru and realizing we're surrounded by medicine all the time.
All the time. So I'm going to stop you there for just a second. We're going to take our first break because my mind is just going crazy with what I want to ask you and what I want to talk about. But let's take our first break first, and then we'll come back and we'll pick it up from there.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. That's 800-437-3130.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. That's 800-399-3670.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. That's 800-443-1549.
Vitality Health Solutions, Hyperbaric Oxygen and Light Center, a breath of fresh air, quality of life. You choose, we support. For more information, email us at contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Okay, welcome back, friends. We are so happy to have you here. We are talking with the amazing Dr. Patrick Jones, aka the homegrown herbalist. He's been we've been listening to him for a long time, and every day we mainly listen for his laugh because it's amazing, but we do get educated in the process. So when we had the opportunity to meet him in person, probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, I'm like, oh, there's that laugh. Love his laugh. It's very, very contagious. But we were just talking about how he got into doing all of this stuff. And it was funny that you mentioned Belize. And I can't remember if we talked about this because my husband and I were in Belize about 4 or 5 months ago. And exactly when we're on the little boat ride to go to the ruins, and they're telling us about this plant and that plant and how this one saved his son's life and that one. Right. And again, going out to the Mayan ruins, they're talking about, well, watch for this and watch for that. And this will do this. And this will do that. It was fascinating, especially because that's the world that we're in. Right. And then, and that was exactly what you were exposed to, too. And it really is amazing. And we're so grateful for you and the other people that go out there and do that, because then they give us these really awesome things that we can take. And he and Doc put me on this tinsel root tincture, and it tastes nasty. I'm going to tell you right now, he like just swig it down with water. And it's been absolutely amazing. And he put my husband on this digestive support, or suggested it. I guess you pretty much suggested all these different things that we should try. And this has done wonders for his stomach. So as he said, he was a veterinarian, and that's where he had his education. Again, beating all the natural stuff out of your brain. and then being able to come back and go, wow, we've got, I think it was you that was telling us, just look around your garden, look around your yard, look around your area, you know, and both being from Idaho, there's so much stuff around here. And we were talking about last year, how we were working so hard on getting all the weeds cleared out of our garden and our yard, and how much work it was and to get rid of them. And Bob was like, no, don't do that. Those are all edible. Those are all medicinal. Don't do that. That's a great plant. So we're definitely looking at things differently in our yard and around us and on our hikes and different places that we go. And we've got dandelions starting to pop up right now. That's why we were listening to your dandelion one today.
There you go.
Just to make sure what to do and how to harvest all these wonderful dandelions that are in our yard. Thank you for opening our eyes. And we've got another good friend that's an herbalist here. And he's like, don't ever throw away your tinsel. Is that what's called? Your thistle. And he's like, I want it. I'll eat it. And we're like, Ooh, now we know why. Anyway, so let's go back to where we were just talking about. You had kind of changed your whole thought process, and you're now teaching classes. They paid you before to even do these classes. We'll get into the schooling in a little bit, because any of you guys that want to learn, it's been funny, as I told, been telling people I was bringing you on the show, they're like, oh, I did a class with him, or I went and saw him here, or I did this with him. I'm like, okay, he's everywhere, which is exactly what needs to happen. Because don't you feel, let me ask you, what do you feel is going to happen with the pharmaceutical companies here not too long in the future, I think?
Well, I don't know. I think pharmaceuticals have a place, and they're a great tool sometimes, but they're not the only tool, and they're often not the best tool. You know, in my veterinary practice, I had a couple of little cupboards about that big with medications in them, and I had a whole room full of burps.
Yeah.
You know, and I did surgery, and I did x-rays, and I used medicines, you know, because they were great tools. Sometimes you need a good mechanic for something. You know,
it's true.
Or a good diagnostician. I mean, physicians are phenomenal at telling you what's going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but they got some really good tools for that. But you know, the herbs can do so many things that the pharmaceuticals can't begin to do. And they do it in a way that's so much more accessible to the body.
Right.
You know, when you take a pharmaceutical, your body's first question is, well, what plant is that like? I mean, how do I even process that? What pathway should I put that through to metabolize it? You know,
yeah.
They don't know what a drug is. Your body doesn't know what a drug is, you
right.
know? And so, but they know what plants are. And so when we use plant medicines, they're like, oh yeah, I know that guy. Oh yeah. Piece of cake, you know?
Yeah.
And so you don't have the side effects. You don't have the, you know, the jarring consequences of a pharmaceutical, because it's a package.
Right.
You know, when they used to, and they still do, a lot of our pharmaceuticals are derived from or inspired by plant medicines,
right?
And you know, they never talk about that, but they are. And they used to send guys they called ethnobotanists, and they'd paddle up the Amazon and talk to the locals about what they're using for athlete's foot or menstrual cramps or eczema, you know. And they'd gather up all those plants from the native folk and bring them back to the lab and put them on a spectrophotometer and see 48 chemicals in that plant. And say, number 12, that's the one we want, number 12.
Oh, shoot.
And the next thing you know, they're making a pill, you know, with that one chemical.
Yeah.
But they've eliminated all the guys that make it easier to digest, all the guys that mitigate the side effects, all the 14 other guys that are also doing that thing. You know, St. John's wort has, if I remember right, 12 or 15 different chemicals in it that impact brain function.
Yeah.
You know, Prozac has one. You know. And so God gives us this beautiful package, and we immediately decide we understand how the whole thing works and takes the part. It's like he gives us a Porsche, and we say, it's the wheels. It's the round things that go round and round. That's what we need is, you know.
Just the wheel, nothing else.
Yeah, or the hubcap, you know. Yeah, hubcaps are great.
They are.
You might want some spark plugs with that. You know, I mean, there's a whole lot of other things going on.
Just have a few, an engine maybe, you know.
Maybe,
just a few things,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe. And so it's, but that's how we approach phytochemistry and botanical medicine. We have this reductionist science that chops it up into 100 pieces and takes the one out. And now we think we know something because we understand that one piece.
Wow.
But we don't begin to understand the whole picture.
No.
We don't begin to understand it.
And I love that you brought up the fact that they go back and look at ancient people. I mean, they go back and sure. look at the people that have, I mean, God made our bodies to repair themselves, right? We know that, but they've got to have the right tools to repair themselves.
Exactly.
And when you're getting stuff in your body that your body's going, I have no clue what to do with this. What is this? Or what am I supposed to do with it? You know, it's not going to be able to process it. So if you've got the right tools, which are the natural medicinal medicines, I do the light and the oxygen and the natural things.
Sure.
Then the body
sure.
knows what to do with it.
And the food.
And it's amazing. And the
right.
food.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely yeah. the food. Yeah. You know, so I think it's fascinating.
Yeah. If you give the body what it needs, it'll fix itself.
Yeah.
That's really the short answer to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And what it needs is they don't even have that at the grocery store.
No.
You know, and so it's just, that's the state we're in. But
Yeah. It's funny because we had some plants out here in the back, and it's like, oh, we got to cut those down. Those are just infesting everything. It's comfrey. And now we know what comfrey does. So I've got tinctures and I've got salves and I've got all sorts of stuff that I've been learning how to make. So
There you go.
it's like, I guess we won't cut that down and throw it in the trash anymore.
Comfrey's trying to get your attention.
It is like, hello, Stephanie, come on, use me, use me. But that's not the only thing. That's what's been so fascinating about going on this journey. You know, and like I said, John and I, my husband, are so fascinated with what you're teaching because really, you even said, just go walk around your yard, go walk around in the hills, go walk around. Everything you'll see pretty much is going to be something to do with medicinal. I mean, even this teasel root, when you showed me the picture of this, I'm like, ooh, those are nasty. We don't want those in our yard. You're like,
That's right.
well, use
That's
them.
right. Yeah.
So it's pretty fascinating just to be able to learn about what God put on this earth for us.
Yeah,
And is it
we really are
different
surrounded.
in different areas of the country and of the world? There's different things for the bodies, or is it pretty much universal?
Well, I mean, there's different species of plants, obviously. One ironically, sort of humorous thing, I have students all over the world. I mean, we have students literally everywhere. We're having a hard time getting into Antarctica. I don't know, we need to do some outreach to the penguins. But
What?
anyway, because a lot of those seaweeds are medicinal, they don't care. But anyway,
Wow.
we have students all over the world, and I find that anywhere that was settled and colonized by Great Britain has all of the same weeds we have, so that's good.
Okay. Oh, that's a big
By
relief.
Australians and Europeans and even South Africans that were colonized by Europeans. Oh yeah, no, we got plantain and mullein, and they've got all these. It's funny. Anyway, but it's interesting. It's interesting as you look at plant demographics and you look at human demographics. It's very interesting to see the concentrations of things and where plants are. For example, like plants for parasites are wildly common in equatorial regions. Anywhere subtropical, tropical, southern United States even, where it's getting a little warmer and wetter, and parasites are a huge problem in those environments. There's a bazillion plants that treat those. If you get up into 30 degrees higher of latitude, there's one or two that aren't
Wow,
that
that's so
great.
interesting.
But we have way more respiratory plants than they have.
Yeah, because we're so high in
And
elevation, we can't
yes, we're
breathe.
yeah, well, yeah, well, we're gonna, we have worse winters, so we have worse respiratory. It's
That's
anyway, it's
true.
just interesting. He puts, it's almost like God knew what he was doing and put things where we might need them.
Do you think he
But
did?
yeah.
That's a very, really, really
No, I've heard that
profound
about him. I
statement. I
yeah.
heard that too.
I heard
Very
he's pretty
profound.
smart. So.
He's a pretty smart guy. Knew what he was
Yeah.
doing. I
But we really are
love
surrounded.
that.
I mean, I took a walk. I was out digging chicory roots in a pasture. And I was talking to one of the cows about it and apologizing for taking her very far. But anyway, I'm digging these roots out. The neighbor's watching me talking to the cows while I'm digging holes. And he says, "What are you doing over there?" I says, "Oh, I'm digging chicory." And he says, "Well, what's wrong? The chicory's not hurting anything." I says, No, it's good medicine. I'm using it for." And he says, "Medicine?" And I said, "Yeah." So anyway, I walk over to the fence and we're shooting the breeze. And he says, "Well, is there any other plants growing around here that are medicine?"
Oh,
And
shoot.
I says, "I don't know. Let's look." I jump over the fence. We walk down his driveway. It's probably, I don't know, 20 yards from where we were to his house. We found like 37 medicinal species growing along his driveway.
Wow.
I mean, we're just surrounded and they're
Yeah.
everywhere. Anything you need is right there. You can walk past a vacant lot, and if you don't see it absolutely busting over with food and medicine, that's sad, because it
That's
is.
sad. Yeah.
So,
Well, there's,
yeah.
I've so I'm gonna we're gonna go to break here for the next break, and I've got a question here for you, and that
Sure.
is, what role did Isaac Newton play for you? Because again, we were just listening to you about something like this.
Oh yeah. So well, Isaac Newton, I just did a video about this on my YouTube channel,
Oh,
remember,
that might
which
have been the
is
one we were just watching.
that's probably what you saw, yeah. Anyway, Isaac Newton said, so Isaac Newton was this brilliant guy, I mean, discovered gravity, explained gravity and the law of universal gravitational attraction, that everything's attracted everything else that has any matter.
Okay, Doc, I'm going to stop you for just 1 second.
Yeah.
We're going to keep the suspension going. We're going to take the break real quick, and then we're going to come back and talk more about Newton and how he affected you. So hold on just a minute. We'll be right back.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. That's 800-437-3130.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. That's 800-399-3670.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. That's 800-443-1549.
Vitality Health Solutions, Hyperbaric Oxygen and Light Center, a breath of fresh air, quality of life. You choose, we support. For more information, email us at contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Okay, welcome back. We were just talking about Doc and how and what role Isaac Newton plays for him. Because he just did a video, we were just watching it, and it was like, ask him this question.
So Isaac Newton was like extraordinarily brilliant and extraordinarily accomplished. I mean, science invented physics, invented calculus so that he could explain physics, so he could explain why the planets are where they are. I mean, you know, the guy was insanely brilliant.
Yeah.
Invented refractive telescopes and had a huge influence on astronomy. Just an amazing guy.
Wow.
And you would think that a guy like that was that astoundingly accomplished, you know, what does he think of Isaac Newton, right? And he said, and I'm going to paraphrase, and I have the quote in front of me, but he said, "I don't know what others will say about me, but I've always seen myself as a lad playing on the seashore and getting excited by a new shiny pebble or a new shell while the ocean of unknown wisdom laid beside me, you know?
Wow.
And so I think that humility and that, you know, willingness to admit that we really know nothing is an extraordinarily important asset. That's what makes you great.
Oh, yes.
Because he was willing to learn. He was willing to ask questions. Right. A lot of times we get fixated on the fact that I know this thing. You know, I know this thing. And if you need any help with this thing, I'm the guy because I know all about this thing. You know, nobody knows more about shiny hubcaps than I do, sir. And I'm here to help you with your automotive issues, you know.
But only the hubcaps.
I understand the whole car thing. I have 5 hubcaps, right? But having that sort of innocent awe and wonder of the extraordinary creations all around us and the extraordinary abundance of resources and information, I think that's how you become somebody and learn something and help somebody, you know,
right.
And quit looking in the mirror and saying, wow, I'm really great at this today, and start saying, wow, what else don't I know that I ought to know?
Yeah.
You know, I learned.
So do you find that happens with you, Doc? Do you find that you find things all the time? I know we were talking a little bit about that when we were over at your place, but there's just so much out there that there's got to be constant learning, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I tell when people enroll in the school, they have lifetime enrollment. And I tell them the reason is because it ain't done and it never will be. Because I learn something cool all the time. And I'm putting another little thing in there that I learned. You know, I do a lot of research. I mean, I study research papers. I used to do research, you know, before I was a veterinarian. I was on a whole nother road professionally. Worked in a research lab and was doing publishing and research. But anyway, I can read a research paper and know what the heck they're talking about. And I'm seeing, you know, that, you know, this herb's chemical interacts with cytochrome P450. And I say, well, geez, if it's doing that, how come I'm not using it for this other thing?
Yeah.
You know, because that's just got to do with cytochrome P450. And so I'm, you know, I'm finding all these little breadcrumbs on the trail and trying new things and exploring new things. And, you know, I'm doing all kinds of things with teasel that I've never read about, you know.
Make it taste better. No, I'm kidding. It works.
No, that's the next great herbalist. We'll do that job for you. Yeah,
Mix it with something good. I don't know.
I haven't a clue. Yeah, put it in some orange juice.
There you go. Juice works good. It does that too.
That's right. But anyway, I'll never know all this stuff. And I'm excited. I never talk to anybody about herbs for 5 minutes and don't learn something cool.
Yeah, that's so great. So that's awesome. Okay, let's go from there and talk a little bit about your school, because I think this is absolutely fantastic. And then I do want you to give contact information, how they can get hold of you and how they can get registered in your school. So tell them about your school, because it's really cool.
So the Homegrown Herbalist School of Botanical Medicine, that's what it's called. And you can find out about it at homegrownherbalist.com is the website. But the school is structured first of all, you have to know what's going on, okay? And so we teach the anatomy, we teach the physiology, we teach the immunology, we teach the pathology, you know, because I had to sit in dark rooms watching slides for many, many years to learn all the ology stuff so I could be a doctor, right? And so I think if you understand the body and what it's doing, that's the first step. And then we learn what the plants are doing and how they're helping and what their impact is. Instead of learning, here's 100 plants and the 10 things each that they do. Here's your lists. Memorize the lists and I'll give you a piece of paper that says you're an herbalist, right?
Oh, shoot,
that's not what we're wanting. We don't want that. We want you to understand the plant. Just as an example, so I've got 9 daughters, right? And six sons. Anyway, there's a lot of the boys too. I don't know.
Something like that. 9 daughters, 6 anyway, sons, something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, mostly adopted, but there's 15 of them. Anyway, the 9 girls. And they all came home for something, and they had the youngest one cook, which was interesting. Because most of them are really great cooks at this point. They don't start out that way. She made this chicken stuff that was so dry and so awful. And it actually got stuck in the gullet of my oldest girl. It was so dry.
Oh, no.
It stuck in her esophagus. And, you know, she'd drink a little water and it would come back out. And, you know, they'd been doing this for half an hour, 40 minutes by the time I walk into the house. And they're all in a dither. I said, what's the matter? She says, Jenny's got chicken stuck in her esophagus. I says, oh, she needs some crab bark. I walk over to the cupboard. I give her some cramp bark, and whoop, there goes the chicken, right, right down where it belongs. And I've never read in a book that cramp bark's good for getting chicken out of your esophagus. I've never read that, nor will you ever.
You're going to have to write a chapter.
I'm going to write a book on that. But the point is that I know what the esophagus is. It's a muscle that squeezes stuff. It's the only thing it knows how to do. If things don't move, it squeezes harder because he's not that smart, right? He only knows one job. And so, you know, it was trapping, actually, the chicken by squeezing harder and trying to move it. So I gave it cramp bark, which is a muscle relaxant, right? Wow. And if you know that cramp bark's a muscle relaxant, you don't have to remember 43 things on a list. You just know, right. Oh, I'm having a back spasm. I'll take some antispasmodic cramp bark. I'm having a uterine cramp. I'm having asthma. Whatever it is that your muscles are doing wrong in a contractile way, you can fix with cramp bark. And you don't have to memorize a list. So that's how we approach things with the school, is to actually give some real information. And you can go out and discover all kinds of wonderful things. You know, you can go down the beach with Isaac and find all kinds of pretty shells because you know what cramp bark does, you know?
That's brilliant, because I'm sitting here going, we've been doing this for a long time, and I've got books and books and books, and it's like, oh, this does this, 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 this. Okay, what does this one do? And it's like, it's just so overwhelming. And it's like, so it really I love your simplicity to teaching.
And honestly, if you knew 10 plants, you could do an astounding amount of good.
Yeah.
If you really knew 10 plants.
I know comfrey. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm working on it. And I'm not going to kill it anymore.
Yeah. And we cover, you know, hundreds of plants. And we also cover a lot of stuff about, you know, wound management, disease things, and rest, you know, illnesses and viruses. And, you know, we cover all that stuff too. And we cover all the veterinary stuff because I'm a veterinarian, you know. And right. So while I'm talking about human digestive things, I also say, by the way, if your horse has colic, do this. Or if your dog has parvo, do this, you know. If it's different, and it's usually not, you know, usually that you're going to do the same thing for your horse that you would do for yourself. But, you know, there are some differences.
So how long, you said that once somebody signs up for your class, it's a lifetime thing. So if somebody was going in, how does it work? How does the setup work of the actual teaching? Are there podcasts or webinars or live do they work?
Yeah. So you can do the whole thing online. Okay. But we do live events. If anybody can or wants to, they can sure come and we'll, you know, roll up our sleeves and actually touch and taste and smell and dig and see things, you know.
Love it. Yeah.
But you can do the whole thing online, and every class has a written version, you know, a PowerPoint written thing. And every class also has a video version of me going through the thing. You know, some people are visual learners, some are auditory learners, some are kinesthetic learners. So we try and cover all those things. And there's about 50, what I call core lessons, you know.
Did you say 50 or 15?
50.
50, 50.
About 50 that are core lessons. There's, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 times that many lessons of other supplemental stuff. But there's 50 that I think are the core. And when you get done with those, then you'll receive a certificate of completion for the course. And so I don't know, how long does it take? If you did 1 a week, you'd be done in a year. If you did 10 a week, you'd be done faster than that, you know?
Right.
But it's a lifetime journey. I mean, I'm still learning stuff about herbs. You're not going to be learning just because you got a piece of paper, you know? And there's all kinds of mountains of other stuff. I mean, there's, you know, probably over 100 individual plant lessons, you know, and some of those are 5 minutes and some of them are 3 hours, you know?
Right.
None of that's core stuff.
Yeah. That's just extra bonus, right?
Yeah. You know, but anyway, there's a lot of material, and it's always, and there's a forum too, a student forum where we get together and talk about cases and things and that, and what do I do for this? And I tried this and I found this wonderful weed in my yard and I'm doing this with it and it's working great. And, you know,
oh, fantastic.
So the forum is a wonderful community. Even just the forum itself is where a lot of learning can happen, you know?
Right. Oh, when you communicate with other people and talk about it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, networking with a bunch of the people on that forum are people that have graduated from the course and been doing it for a long time, you know? And so
that's awesome. Yeah. You know,
that's a great network too, to be part of.
So tell us again, if they want to get hold of you, what's the best way to do that? and if they want to go online and order something.
Yeah, so we have a website. It's homegrownherbalist.com or .net or .anything else, really. I think I have all the .dot things.
Whatever .dot you want.
.dot thing. Anyway, homegrownherbalist.com is the website, and we have a whole line of medicinal herbal medicines, tinctures, powders, formulas, simple single herbs, formulas of herbs. We also have a whole line of essential oils. We have a whole line of tasty teas that are just wonderful and delicious. Also medicinal, but don't have to be.
Right.
And all my books and stuff are there. And also you can learn about the school there. So go to homegrownherbalist.com and see those things. We also have a YouTube channel called The Homegrown Herbalist. And there's, I don't even know how many videos, lots of videos, 100, 200,
lots of them,
like where I talk about all things, all kinds of things from, you know, individual plants to philosophical Isaac Newton, think like an herbalist stuff to whatever, you know. So anyway, we have a lot of fun doing those. But yeah, those are the two main vehicles we're using, is YouTube videos and homegrownherbalist.com. So that's where you can find us. My books are there on the website. You can find those.
Yeah, all two of them.
Herbalist is one of them.
Not.
Yeah, all two of them are there. well, if I can get 10 minutes, I'll get the other six out. But yeah, they're on Amazon too. But yeah, go to homegrownherbalist.com and you'll find them.
Okay, that is fascinating. Thank you so much, Doc, for coming on. We so appreciate you and appreciate what you're doing for the world, really. And you do have, you touch people all around the world, and it is just absolutely amazing. I love rubbing shoulders with people that are the same mindset, that we can heal ourselves. We can, God made our bodies to repair themselves. And there's always something, and I promise I won't kill any more weeds in my yard, and I'll figure out what they are.
So. Whenever I do a lecture, we have to have confessional afterward, and people come say, I've been pulling the mallow, Doc. I'm really sorry. I go me. And weed no more, my son, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for the blessing. I appreciate that. Anyway, again, thank you so much. Everybody go on the website, look at it. It's a fantastic website. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And we so appreciate you. Keep it up. You're doing amazing things. And let me know when you find a new weed.
I'll do a video just for you next time I find one.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This is the Stephanie weed.
That's right.
We'll give it another name. Okay. Thanks, Doc. I appreciate you. Have a beautiful day. And all of our listeners out there, have a happy and healthy day.
Thanks, Stephanie.